Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, good morning, good morning, good morning, everybody. This is a beautiful day to be alive. We are here at Prayer, Praise, and Deliverance Ministries, a circle of friends, and we know a friend who's closer than a brother. Today is Tuesday. It is the 28th day of September, 2021. We are moving right along in the year. We are just grateful that the Lord continues to allow us to come together, to be in agreement with Him, and to be on one accord in the Spirit as we see God move and change things in our world. As we seek Him the more, we know we will find Him. As we knock, the doors shall be open. So this morning, I'm going to see if Apostle Horsley is available to get us started this morning. Amen. Apostle Horsley.
Amen. We're here, but...
Okay, if you'll lead us off in prayer. Great.
Okay. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Did you have a change of heart? Did God speak to you? Did you make a start? Did you have a change of heart for my Lord? Oh, sometimes you feel troubled and you feel so all alone. There is a home. There is a home. But there's one thing you must do. It would surely take you through. You must have a change of heart for my Lord. Any doubt, you just cast the devil out. And you have, you get to have a change of heart for my Lord, for my Lord. Hallelujah. Father, it's in the name of Jesus, Lord God. We thank you, Lord God, for this hour of power of prayer, Lord God. Here at the Prayer Deliverance Ministry, Lord God, we thank you for the circle of friends this morning on this Tuesday morning, Lord God. We came to stand in and on the gap, Lord God, to bless your name this morning, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God. We thank you, Lord God, for this platform, Lord God. We thank you for this hour, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God. We thank you for everyone, Lord God, that you have touched their lives, oh Lord God. You have shook them, oh Lord God. You have touched them with a finger of mercy and love, oh Lord God. And they stand on the ready, oh Lord God. Lord God, with praises in their mouth, oh Lord God, and the weapon of Lord God in the hand, oh Lord God. Still someone putting on the whole arm of God this morning, God, in the name of Jesus, oh Lord God, to stand against the wiles, oh Lord God, of the devil, oh Lord God. Lord God, we pray for those, oh Lord God, that are going through a time, oh Lord God, a time of bereavement, oh Lord God. Those that are going, oh Lord God, through struggles, oh Lord God, with the family, oh Lord God. Those that are praying for children and loved ones to come in, oh Lord God, in the name of Jesus, oh Lord God. For household salvation this morning, God, in the name of Jesus. For God, we realize that you spoke once and twice that we heard this, oh Lord God, that power belongs to God. God, we thank you this morning, oh Lord God, realizing, oh Lord God, that life and death is in the power of the tongue of the Lord God, and that they that love it shall eat the fruit thereof, O Lord God, in the name of Jesus, O Lord God. Realizing this morning, O Lord God, it's by your mercy, it's because of your mercy, O Lord God, that we're not consumed, O Lord God. So we come to give thy name the honor, the glory, the praise, in the name of Jesus, O Lord God. Lord God, we pray for traveling mercy, O Lord God, for those that are moving about this day, O Lord God, from accident seen and on scene, O Lord God, going into the drugstore, O Lord God. We pray this morning, O Lord God, that you would season us, O Lord God, that we would open up, O Lord God, these gifts of the Spirit, O Lord God, and begin to give fruits of the Spirit to Lord God, that they be prevalent and working in our lives, O Lord God. It gives me very relevant today, O Lord God, a gift of love, joy, peace, love, suffering, meekness, gentleness, kindness, O Lord God. Against such, O Lord God, there is no law, O Lord God. So we thank you, Lord God. Lord God, we pray for the leader. Lord God, we pray for that the one that's at the helm, Pastor Dolly. You know, Lord God, a wonderful woman of God, all the faithful, Lord God, that come together, oh Lord God, in this hour of power to pray, Lord God, to join their hearts and together in love, oh Lord God. Praying for the wife, oh Lord God, in the name of Jesus, oh Lord God. We pray for the Gibson family, Lord God. We pray for Minister Bennett, Lord God, and Minister Jamila, Lord God, and all the children in the grand, oh Lord God, in the name of Jesus, oh Lord God. God, it's come to my mind, oh Lord God, to pray for our children, oh Lord God, about this separation, oh Lord God. They're turning against the Lord God, one another, Lord God, out in the violent way, oh Lord God, with this little petty things, oh Lord God, the children against the children, oh Lord God. Lord God, we pray for that to be broken, oh Lord God, and that love begin to flow between them, oh Lord God, in the name of Jesus, oh Lord God. Lord God, you said, oh Lord God, whatsoever thing we bind on earth, oh Lord God, will be bound in heaven, oh Lord God. Whatsoever thing that we loose on earth shall be loose in heaven, oh God. So we declare and decree, oh Lord God, that our children, oh Lord God, and our young children from top of size on up to young adults, oh Lord God, be loosed from any bondage that is bound on them right now, God, in the name of Jesus, oh Lord God. Lord God, that you would speak a word, oh Lord God. Lord God, we pray for those that are going through a time, oh Lord God, of bereavement, oh Lord God, in the name of Jesus, oh Lord God. Lord God, we pray for Mr. B and Mrs. B, oh Lord God. Lord God, that they send, oh Lord God, he has left here, Lord God. But we pray for them, oh Lord God. We pray for their stability, Lord God. We pray for their mind that I can't see evil, yes, and that I can't see. Lord God, that the haunting memories, oh Lord God. Lord God, in the name of Jesus, oh Lord, call your seed, that it can't see, God. That it don't evil, call for us, and then I can't see. Hallelujah, call for us, and then I can't see, God. We pray for Minister Chris, that I can't see, and everyone that is connected with that for able shot time I call your book call your see. Hey, Lord, call over your seat that I call your see. Holy eco send on the car, God. God, put them right over there, Lord God, on the narrow way that I call your see, God, in the name of you, God. We arrest their thoughts right now, God, in the name of Jesus, oh Lord God. We bring it into the obedience of Christ, oh Lord God, that God so loved the world that he gave. Able Satan Akayosa over Kanras and Nakia, God, his only begotten Son, your only begotten Son, God. Let the blood, O Lord God, let that blood covenant, O Lord God, prevail, God. Strength of Akayosia is needed this morning, God, in the name of Jesus, God, throughout this prayer line, throughout this hour, Father, King, Boko, Ras and Nakasi, a prayer, God, in the name of Jesus, O Lord God. The business. Later, God, you'll see the hallelujah, the entrepreneurs, oh, they'll call over your sea, God. Those that have businesses, oh, Lord God. Hallelujah, God. Those that have investments, oh, Lord God, in stock, oh, Lord God. In the name of Jesus, oh, Lord God. Those that have money markets, oh, Lord God. Hallelujah, Lord God. Let it be increased, oh, Lord God. Let their stocks split today, God. In the name of Jesus and rise in Jesus' name, oh, Lord God. God, we pray for finances, oh, Lord God, for this end last quarter, Lord God. In the name of Jesus, oh, Lord God. Thanksgiving is coming, oh, Lord God. The celebration of your son's birthday, Lord God. In the name of Jesus, oh, Lord God. Bless your people, oh, Lord God. Lord God, let the suffering be done, oh Lord God, in the name of Jesus, oh Lord God. Bring them out to a new level, God, in Jesus' mighty name, God. We speak health, wealth, prosperity, oh Lord God, in the name of Jesus, oh Lord God. There's those that need homes, oh Lord God, and desire homes, God, in the name of Jesus, God. If that was just moved by that spirit, in the name of Jesus, God. Let people sow, Lord God, unusual large gifts, oh Lord God, in this last quarter, God, in the ministry, oh Lord God. Let them sow, Lord God, hallelujah. Hallelujah, Lord God, a generous mystery, Lord God, to help this hour of power pray out. Hallelujah, God, to hear the prayer, praise, and deliverance ministry, God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God. And as they sow, Lord God, and make the sacrifice, God, we pray, oh Lord God, that the return on them pressed down, shaken together, good measure, oh Lord God, in the name of Jesus, oh Lord God. Lord God, we believe, oh Lord God, that you're taking us right now, God, to another level, oh Lord God, in the name of Jesus, oh Lord God, and finances is going to be needed, oh Lord God, to increase, oh Lord God, is needed, God, in the name of Jesus, oh Lord God. Hallelujah, Lord God. Bless the just joy in her brothers, oh Lord God, in the name of Jesus, God. We pray special protection around the grandchildren, oh Lord God. All of our God, you'll see evil, yes, grandchildren, oh Lord God, Lord God, because they are Lord God, hallelujah, Lord God. They're America's most wanted, oh Lord God. They're needed by this next generation, oh Lord God, to go forth in the ministry, God, with power and demonstration, God, in the name of Jesus, oh God. Protect our children, our grandchildren, oh Lord God, from all the powers of darkness, oh Lord God, and the demonic forces, oh Lord God, and subliminal suggestion, God, in the name of Jesus, oh Lord God, and from the cell phone games and stuff, oh Lord God. Let them not be trapped and stigmatized or hypnotized, oh Lord God, by the things that go, God. Break the powers of witchcraft, incantations, oh Lord God. The Leviathan spirit, the Chloris spirit, oh Lord God. In the name of Jesus, oh Lord God. Minister of angels, oh Lord God. In the name of Jesus, God. Put a hedge of protection, a wall of fire around our families, around our loved ones, God. In the name of Jesus, oh God, even the young adults that in our life, Baba, have you seen, oh, Rasananaki, God. They need a strong deliverance, God, in the name of Jesus, God. It's late in the hour, Lord God. Lord God, deliver those, oh Lord God, that have those symptoms, oh Lord God, of the COVID vaccine, the COVID, oh Lord God, in the name of Jesus, oh Lord God. God, drive it out, oh Lord God, in the name of Jesus, oh Lord God. Hallelujah, Lord God. We bring our prayers out forth right now in the obedience of Christ, oh Lord God. Lord God, bless Pastor Darling and the teacher she's going to do today. In the name of God, hallelujah, God, Roger comes to mind, and the other sister, hallelujah, Lord God, they have a call on their life, hallelujah, over your sea, God, in the name of God, in the name of Jesus, come out of there, God. Arrest the mind of the God, you see, God. Take away the taste, oh Lord God, for drugs, alcohol, and alcohol, you see, God. Hallelujah. Not only them, oh Lord God, but every family, oh Lord God, that is bound by drug addiction, control substance, uncontrolled substance, God. In the name of Jesus, oh Lord God. Lord God, those that desire a companion, God, in the name of Jesus, oh Lord God, the one that be blessed over there in Warner Roberts, God, in the name of Jesus, God, moved by your spirit, God, have nieces and nephews, oh Lord God. They're out of the fold, oh Lord God. Got young nieces, oh Lord God, that Amanda, oh Lord God, a saved man, someone filled that would love them, oh Lord God, willing to live after the ordinance of God, in the name of Jesus, oh Lord God, nephews, oh Lord God, a need to be, oh Lord God, saved, filled with the Holy Ghost, oh Lord God, and find them a wife, oh Lord God, they may find a good thing that I can see in the name of Jesus. So God, we give you the honor, the glory, the praise, hallelujah, right here on Block Talk this morning, God, in the name of Jesus, oh Lord God. God, we pray for Manasseh, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, God, that you would bless and strengthen and put a hedge of protection around in the name of you. So God, we praise you this morning, oh Lord God. Bless the wife, oh Lord God. Soon to be 39 years, God, in the name of Jesus, oh Lord God. And it's nobody but you, Lord God. In the echo, she cannot call you, she gotta cover every prayer request this morning, God. We thank you in advance, oh Lord God. Lord God, let the teaching, oh Lord God, be filled with your spirit, oh Lord God. Lord God, the revealing of the heart, oh Lord God. Hallelujah, God. So we thank you this morning, oh Lord God. As we're preparing, oh Lord God, to start the fasting and the prayer, God, in the name of Jesus, God. Give strength, oh Lord God, strength like no other, Lord God. Strengthen, oh Lord God, that we get through these next few days, oh Lord God, of fasting and praying and worship you, Lord God, that we will go to another place, oh Lord God, as we stand, oh Lord God, in this hour of power prayer, standing in agreement with the pastor, Lord God, standing in agreement, oh Lord God, that's your blessing, oh Lord God. Bless Pastor Scholastic, oh Lord God, in all the name of Jesus, oh Lord God. Bless her son, oh Lord, call Yashi, Lord God, her Abraham, Pastor Darling's Abraham, all Abraham, oh Lord God, and young men, oh Lord God, that are facing, oh Lord God, in the name of Jesus, oh Lord God, not prejudice, oh Lord God, but we praying for the Afro-American black men, oh Lord God, the Latinos, oh Lord God, the minorities, oh Lord God, where the system seems to be working against God. Lord God, we put a hedge of protection around our young men, oh Lord God, and around our young women, oh Lord God, that they don't listen to these rap and stuff that are high, you'll see, that's on the radio, oh Lord God. Let them know that they're kings and princes, oh Lord God, that they are the children of the Most High God, oh Lord God, and they are blessed, oh Lord God, and not cursed, oh Lord God, that they're the head, oh Lord God, and not the tail, oh Lord God. They're above and up. So we thank you for this time, for this hour of power and prayer, God. Anoint the pastor as she goes forward, oh Lord God, that I can see, and especially, oh, see, Tolo, Kolasa, oh Lord God. Yes, oh Lord God, touch Rosalind, Baba Kadio, see. In the name of Jesus, oh Lord God. And our pastor, husband, Elakadio, see God, in the name of Jesus, every ministry that's represented here, Lord God. So we give that name the honor, the glory, the praise in the name of Jesus as we go forth in this hour of power, prayer in Jesus' name. We thank you, Sita, Elakadio, hallelujah. course, God, we praise you. So we thank you for the time, O Lord God. Thank you for the opportunity, Pastor Dolly, for letting me open up with this prayer this morning because I'm much needed. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Just hey, you just don't know what the Lord has done for me. Hallelujah, God. I thank everyone here that prays. Hallelujah, hallelujah. And keep me in their prayers. Hallelujah. I believe God delivered me from a certain death the last two nights. So hallelujah to God. I've seen the moving of God's hand in them. He's omnipresent. Hey, well, hallelujah. He made death, but he back up. Hallelujah. When you serve God, hallelujah, he makes a way out of no way. The dangers seen and unseen. I've seen the dangers, and I've seen the hand of God. Hallelujah. He's blessing us right now. So we thank you for the time, the opportunity. In Jesus' name, pray that you be strengthened, Pastor Darlene, and everyone here in this hour of power of prayer. Pastor Darlene, amen.
Hallelujah, hallelujah. Thank you, Apostle Horsley, for that awesome prayer this morning. And while you were praying, I just sensed that we all need to just come in and give God some praise. Do not petition God for anything right now. We just want to give him some praise. So let's lift our voices to the King this morning. Hallelujah. Yes. Jesus, we bless you. We glorify your name, God. You are so wonderful, Lord. You are the one and only God. God, we give you all the praise. What a mighty God he serves.
Thank you, Lord.
Glory to your day, God. Glory to your day. Glory to the next day.
We should be giving praises unto our God because he is worthy. Give him a shout and let him know you appreciate him because he is so good and he is so God. Yes, he is the God of all peoples, all the nations that serve him. So I'm going to go ahead and do some word this morning. And pretty much what I'm going to be doing is reading the word of God. And we just need to listen to these words that I will be reading this morning. And basically, we want to talk about what God spoke to the children of Israel and what he spoke then, he speaks today, because I believe it is time for our nation to repent. Time for our nation to repent. Our nation has gotten so far away from God. We have just, as a general nation, we have forgotten that God really reigns and that he's the one we can turn to. There's so many different things going on in this nation, and not only our nation, but nations around the world. We also realize that we are seeing the sign of the times, that perilous times are here. Many things are happening that we have not seen happen before in our lifetime. We realize that there's nothing new under the sun. And so things that happened back in the time of Israel, in the times that were between Israel and when we are here today, and all the different nations, that things have happened time and time again, but in a different place and time. So as we read the word today, we will be reading the book of Amos chapter 5, and I will be reading verses 1 through 27. And this chapter is a message from God to the house of Israel, in which they are told of their faults, that they may see that it is necessary. It was necessary for them to repent, to reform, and to come back to God, and that when they were called to return, they would not have to ask, where shall we return? They're returning to God. And so as God spoke to Israel in that day and age, he's speaking to us as a nation today. And so God tells them, in general, that he knows their manifold transgressions and their mighty sins, and they should know what sins that they're in to come out of those sins. So we're going to read Amos chapter 5, verse 1 right now, down through verse 27. And we just want to listen very carefully to the words that are coming from the Bible. You know, when we read the word of God, it tells us much that we need to know to help us in our lives and help us to know how to pray. It is time for us to pray. You know, each and every day, it's necessary for us to pray, to keep those prayers going, that God will help this nation and even protect us from things that are happening in our world. So here in the book of Amos, it says, hear ye this word, which I take up against you, even a lamentation, O house of Israel. The virgin of Israel is fallen. She shall no more rise. She is forsaken from her land. There is none to raise her up. But thus said the Lord God, the city that went out by a thousand shall leave an hundred, and that which went forth by an hundred shall leave ten to the house of Israel. But thus said the Lord unto the house of Israel, seek ye me, and ye shall live. I want to read that right now once again. Seek ye me, and ye shall live. Verse 5 says, but seek not Bethel, nor enter into Gilgal, and pass not to Beersheba, for Gilgal shall surely go into captivity, and Bethel shall come to naught. Verse 6 says, seek the Lord, and ye shall live, lest he out like fire in the house of Joseph, and devour it, and there be none to quench it in Bethel. Ye who turn judgment to wormwood, and leave off righteousness in the earth. Seek him that maketh the seven stars and Orion, and turneth the shadow of death into the morning, and maketh the day dark with night, that calleth for the waters of the sea, and poureth them out upon the face of the earth. The Lord is his name. Verse 9 says that strengtheneth the spoiled against the strong, so that the spoiled shall come against the fortress. They hate him that rebuketh in the gates, and they abhor him that speaketh uprightly. Forasmuch, therefore, as your treading is upon the poor, and ye take from him burdens of wheat, ye have built houses of hewn stone, but ye shall not dwell in them. Ye have planted pleasant vineyards, but ye shall not drink wine of them. For I know your manifold transgressions and your mighty sins. They afflict the just, they take a bribe, and they turn aside the poor in the gate from their rights. For it is an evil time. Verse 14 says, seek good and not evil, that ye may live, and so the Lord, the God of hosts, shall be with you, as ye have spoken. 15 says, hate the evil and love the good, and establish judgment in the gates. It may be that the Lord of God of hosts will be gracious unto the remnant of Joseph. Therefore the Lord, the God of hosts, the Lord said thus, wailing shall be in all streets, and they shall say in all the highways, alas, alas, and they shall call the husbandman to mourning, patience to wailing. And in all vineyards shall be wailing, for I will pass through thee, said the Lord. Verse 18 says, woe unto you that desire the day of the Lord. To what end is it for you? The day of the Lord is darkness and not light. As if a man did flee from a lion and a bear met him, or went into the house and leaned his hand on the wall, and a serpent bit him. Verse 20 says, shall not the day of the Lord be darkness and not night light, even very dark, and no brightness in it? I hate, I despise your feast days, and I will not smell in your solemn assemblies. Though ye offer me burnt offerings and your meat offerings, I will not accept them. Neither will I regard the peace offerings of your fat beasts. Take thou away from me the noise of thy song, for I will not hear the melody of thy viols. But let judgment run down as waters, and righteousness as a mighty stream. Have ye offered unto me sacrifices and offerings in the wilderness 40 years, O house of Israel? But ye have borne the tabernacle of your Moloch, and your chion, your images, the star of your God, which ye made to yourselves. Therefore will I cause you to go into captivity beyond Damascus, said the Lord, whose name is the God of hosts. Verse 27 says, therefore will I cause you to go into captivity beyond Damascus, said the Lord, whose name is the God of hosts. We know there is nothing new under the sun. We are in a different place and time within a nation that has forgotten about God. In spite of the sin and shame, transgressions in our nation, we know that there is a way to change, and that is to receive Jesus as Lord, Savior, and King. So we see that God spoke to the children of Israel back in the book of Amos, and he spoke to them, and he speaks to us now, that we as a nation need to turn back to him. We need to get our lives right. We need to keep our prayers going. That is what we do as a body of Christ. We have to keep the prayers going. There is nothing new that is happening that has not happened before. Just a different time and a different dispensation that we're living in right now. So we know that people can come to Jesus Christ and let him become their king, let him become their savior, and prepare for eternity. And so we look also at the word of God in John chapter 14 to him. I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh unto the Father but by me. If ye had known me, ye should have known my Father also, and from henceforth ye know him and have seen him. So as the saints of God, we can pray for our families. We pray for our friends, our neighbors, our enemies, our nations, not only our nation, but the nations around the world, for salvation to come to many more as of today. Let's come together right now. We're going to pray this morning. We're going to pray for this nation. We're going to pray for our loved ones. When we're praying this morning, we're going to call out the names of those in our families. Just think about who in your family, even if a person is in the body of Christ, call out their names and ask God to keep us strong. We ask God this morning to keep us faithful, because there's so much going on around us that sometimes people become despondent, they become in despair, and they don't feel like praying anymore. They feel like God has forgotten about them. So let us pray this morning for salvation to come to our nation, salvation to come to our families. This is what we will be praying for. And when we go into our fast starting on tomorrow, we will be keeping these things lifted up before the Father, because we know that we're living in some diverse times, some very hard times, as far as the Spirit of God, people have forgotten about God. So let us come together and pray right now. Hallelujah, Jesus. So Lord God Almighty, in the name of Jesus, we pray, Father, and ask you, Lord, to help all of us, oh God. We're praying for salvation, Lord. We need salvation in this nation. Salvation to come to our families. We need salvation to come to our
Yes, Surely goodness and mercy shall follow us all the days of our lives. And we shall dwell in the house of the Lord forever. In the miraculous mighty name of Jesus. Thank you right now, God, for our family, Father, in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah, hallelujah. All around this nation, Father. All intercessors, Father. Strength, Father. All around this nation, Father. Not just only ours, but all nations. All mankind, Father, in the name of Jesus. Thank you right now, God, for Eddie Banks, for Michelle Banks. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. For Gladys McGill. I thank you right now, God, in the name of Jesus, for Ebony Shanks, for Kevin Rasko, for Colin Rasko. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus, I thank you for LaTanya Hall, Alicia Hall, Eddie Collins. In the name of Jesus, for Mary Wright. Hallelujah. Louis James McNeil and April McNeil. In the name of Jesus, thank you right now, God, for in Jesus' name. Thank you for Adrian. Thank you for, hallelujah, for Jonathan. Thank you for Rosa. Thank you for Victoria. Thank you for John. In the name of Jesus and their children, children's children. Father, in the name of Jesus. And Lord, for the ones that, hallelujah, has not come to mind right now, Father, in the name of Jesus. Thank you for them, Father, in Jesus' name. What a mighty God we serve, Father, in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you right now, God, turning hearts of stone into hearts of flesh. Thank you right now, God, all around this nation, Father, in the name of Jesus. Let us show more love, Father. Practice more love, Father, in the name of Jesus. Not just read the word, just be hearers of the word. Lord, let us be active in the word. Love is an action word, Father, in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. We walk by faith and not by sight, Father, in the name of Jesus. Thank you right now, God, that faith is the substance of things hoped for and the evidence of things not seen, in the name of Jesus. Thank you right now. We plead the blood of Jesus. We come into agreement. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. In unity, Father, in the name of Jesus. Binding the spirit of discord, binding the spirit of division, casting it back down to the pit of hell from which it came, in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah.
Against the walls of the devil, for we wrestle not against flesh and blood,
even as a deer
fear, principalities, the water flow, let the souls of the hungry and thirsty for righteousness of God.
In high places,
in the name of Jesus, for Juanita's family today, God, in the name of Jesus,
for the place, in the name of Jesus, thank you right now, God, for us persevering, for enduring, in the name of Jesus, and no matter what it is that we keep moving, we keep moving. We don't quit in the name of Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Heavenly Father. Thank you,
this morning. In the name of
the victory in Jesus.
Let the heart be hungry for you, God. In the name of Jesus.
And we are overcome by the blood of the Lamb and by the words of our testimony. In the mighty name of Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.
So we thank you for deliverance this morning, oh Father. In the name of Jesus, my God, we thank you that all those belong to you, O Lord. So we thank you, Lord, today, and we command those that are hunted by the enemy to be let go today. In the name of Jesus,
in the name of Jesus.
And every thirsty springs of water, oh God, in the where the Lord will speak, God, and that all the inhabitants will see, God, in the name of Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
God, God, in the name of Jesus, my God, my
name,
praise
Jesus.
God. God,
in the name of Jesus, the blood of Jesus.
Jesus.
The blood of Jesus over our situation, over our circumstances, Father, in the name of Jesus. The blood of Jesus. The blood of Jesus. The blood of Jesus. The blood of Jesus. We plead the blood of Jesus. Hallelujah.
My God, let everything said over our nation, oh God, so the people will see you, oh God, they will see you, oh God, today, God.
Hallelujah.
Thank you. Perish the small. God, can we thank you? Jesus, we pray that people who walk with God, let your light shine out of darkness, oh God. The name of Jesus, my God. Thank you, Lord, today for that salvation. That righteousness in the Holy Spirit, in the nation of America and
nation
of America. My God, my God, pray for the healing of these waters to flow into this nation, oh God. Healing take place, oh God. Our nation is healed, oh God. Some of those God that we see out there, oh God. We know that it is the time, oh God, for those who are called by your name, oh God, to humble themselves, oh God. You will fill the land, oh God. We hear from heaven, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Their lives, oh God, but they will seek you now to avoid many of the pitfalls.
In the name, of Jesus. In the name of Jesus.
Oh my God.
Jesus.
Will be a good marriage, oh God. Jamila and Ben, oh God, their marriage, Lord. Pray for marriages this morning, oh God, as people who are not saved, oh God, we're going to turn to Jesus Christ and those who are in the body of Father.
In the name of Jesus, for every demonic spirit that is trying to interfere in you, God, we bind with those demons and cast them into the abyss in the spirit of peace, Lord. We let in peace and joy in the Holy Ghost, oh God, into these marriages, Father. Thank you for doing this morning, God. We praise you. So great, greatly to be praised. Hallelujah. My God, my God.
Hallelujah, yes. Jesus. Lord, I'm
Lord, behalf of our nation, on behalf of our families. We have a lot of families who, and our, you know, a lot of people in our families. Mm-hmm. Some of our families are larger than others, and all the people in our families who are saved, they need Jesus Christ, just as we did before we received Jesus as Savior. And even as we are going through these lives, you know, we see the things that are happening in our nation. If you go back and read that book of Amos chapter 5 once again, or even read some more before and after that, just read and see how God was just speaking to the people, giving them an opportunity. And even today, God gives people opportunity to get right with him. You know, a lot of times we see people going through a lot of different things. You know, I remember when one of my sisters passed, and somebody asked me, this particular sister, she was a Christian. She had received Jesus as Savior. And there was another sister who was just crazy, acting and doing all kinds of foolish things, and they were asking me, well, why is it that God took the one who was a Christian versus the other one? And it's like God knows best, and he's given this one who is not saved an opportunity to get right. So, you know, that was my thinking on that particular question. And so we don't know the mind of God. You know, our thoughts are not his thoughts, neither are our ways his ways. And so we have to understand that God is the one who gives provision for us to speak on behalf of Jesus Christ and to let people know that they need him. And so as we go through these days that are ahead of us, however many days that God will give us, we don't know when he's going to take us away. Let us keep our prayers going and keep on interceding for the many people who are out there. You know, we start with our family. We pray for those family members, because our family, we desperately want our family to be saved. And many of them may never do it, but we will pray. Because everybody has a choice. God does not force himself on anyone. We must remember that. He does not force himself on anybody. He presents himself, and he's there for anybody who would come and ask for forgiveness. So we do realize at the end of time, every knee is going to have to bow, and every tongue is going to have to confess the Lord Jesus. So whether they're in the body or not, they're going to have to come before the judgment seat of Christ and answer to everything that they've done. And that includes us, me too. We have to answer to everything that we've done in our bodies, whether it be good or evil. So let's give God praise each and every day. And we are glad that we can come here. You know, we're in different parts of the country, and we are able to come together and pray. So once again, let's remember the fast starts on tomorrow. You can do 1, 2, or 3 days. And I've sent the information. If you did not get it and you need it, please let me know. And I will text it to you so that you'll have information that everyone else has. So as we're about to come to the close of this hour, I make a declaration for every brother and sister in Christ that all the evil and wicked words that have been spoken against us, we reject them, and they shall not come to pass. And even when I say that, you can say the same thing for your own individual self. Speak the works that you desire to come to pass. Death and life are in the power of the tongue, and those who love it shall eat the fruit thereof. And the word tells us that by our words we are justified, and by our words we are condemned. So we send these evil words back to the sender. We decree that we are covered by the blood of Jesus. I decree this morning that we are victorious through Christ, and the devil is under our feet. I decree that every financial mountain is removed from every person's life as we trust in the Lord and we do what we can to get rid of every debt. The Lord wants us to be debt free. We should owe no man but to love him. That's the only thing that we should be loving people out there. And he tells us in his word that the borrower is slave to the lender. We don't want to be slaves to anybody. I decree that we overcome by the blood of the Lamb and the word of our testimony. And the weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but mighty through God to the pulling down of strongholds. So I decree this morning that we shall be blessed and cannot be cursed. And the plowman takes over the reaper in our lives, and we live in continuous abundance. So each and every day we will continue to rejoice in the Lord, because the Lord God is our strength. And he will make our feet like hind feet. He will help us to walk upon those high places. So as we go, let's remember we are workers together with the Lord. We will continue to be on one accord with God and with each other. Amen. I love each and every one of you, and I thank you for loving me back. And as we love our family members, they will be loved into the kingdom. Let's love them enough that they will have a desire for Jesus Christ. Amen. Go in peace. Be whole and come back tomorrow. We will see what we can do to let God know how much we love him. Amen.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. We're so grateful for each and every one who has joined us today. There may be somebody out there who has not received Jesus as your Savior. We invite you to do the sinner's prayer with us today, and then you will be saved. As you confess with your mouth and believe in your heart, if you will repeat after me, Dear Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus, I ask you to forgive me of all my sins. I confess with my mouth, I believe in my heart that Jesus died, was buried, and he rose again. I ask you, Father, to help me to grow in the things of God. We thank God for each and every one who did the sinner's prayer. The angels are rejoicing, and we rejoice with you. What I suggest is that you find a good Bible teaching church to attend in your region. Find a church that will teach you about Jesus and his love so that you will be able to grow in the knowledge of the truth. If you desire to send a donation, an offering, and love offering, anything that will support our ministry, you may send it to Prayer, Praise, and Deliverance Ministries. The address is 2473 Wood Valley Drive. The street is WOOD. Second word is VALLEY. That's 2473 Wood Valley Drive in the city of East Point, Georgia. Zip code 30344. If you desire to listen to a session after we're off the air, you can log into blogtalk.com, Prayer, Praise, Deliverance. Once again, that's blogtalk.com, Prayer, Praise, Deliverance. Or you may dial the number 605-313-4929. The access code is 278-961-pound. Select the pound sign to listen to the current session, And if you want to listen to a previous section, please call me or send me a text. My number is 904-859-1022. Once again, the number is 904-859-1022. I decree that the plowman overtakes the reaper in your life and you live in continuous abundance. I decree that no weapon formed against you shall prosper, and the blessings of the Lord will continue to overtake you as you live for Jesus Christ. Amen.